Hello, my name is Renee. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for anxiety, pride, control, and many other things. I grew up in a broken household. My parents divorced when I was 3 or 4 years old. I am thankful to say that I know my family, my parents, loved me and tried their best, but they were highly codependent, enmeshed, controlling, and concerned with outward appearances. Growing up, I felt as if I had no agency or choice. All of that led to issues of codependency, an eating disorder that first developed in middle school, and above all, a deep desire for control. On top of, or because of, that environment, I developed severe anxiety quite young. At that time, mental health was still a taboo, so I wasn't taken to a therapist. Instead, my parents tried to figure out how to control my anxiety, but they were truly at a loss as to how to help me. Ultimately, because of their direct and indirect efforts to rein in my anxiety, I felt judged, believed I was unlovable, and learned that love was conditional. I know my parents were trying their best. They took me to church every Sunday, so I was actively involved in church all throughout high school and attended several mission trips. But I myself never relinquished control of my life to the Lord. I wanted to hold on to that control myself. In high school, I met a boy and we dated and soon developed a codependent relationship. Our dating relationship did not stay healthy long. We started fighting a lot. But because of that codependency, we stayed together. Then my life hit rock bottom in college. My anxiety was through the roof. My eating disorder raged over my life. I got married to my high school boyfriend during my sophomore year of college, despite every indication that we should not get married. And soon our fighting became louder and more aggressive. I was, as King David in Psalm 40 says, in the pit of destruction and a miry bog. My marriage was toxic. My anxiety and eating disorders were out of control. I was codependent on my family and my new husband, and I was full of rage. I wanted control over everything and everyone, but everything and everyone seemed to be spiraling out of control. I didn't recognize myself. I was lost, confused, angry, and broken, and I was desperate, and I was full of pride and fear. I didn't want anyone to know about my mess. I wanted to project a perfect image out into the world. I didn't want to risk being known, judged, and rejected. I finally got to the point where I needed help, so I called the only person I could think of who wouldn't judge me, my dad. My earthly father loves the Lord. Growing up, he tried to emulate God's love and always told me, "Nothing you do will ever make me love you any less." So I called him, met him in an IHOP in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, and finally opened up. My heavenly father used my earthly father to reach out, to show me that his love was unconditional, and to start guiding me on the path to recovery. I then ended up at Regen in 2018. I knew it was a place of broken people, but I was terrified walking through those doors. I battled against my upbringing that said I shouldn't have problems, and if I did, God forbid, I should hide them because people wouldn't love me if they truly knew. I remember sitting in my car one night bawling, unable to get out and go inside. Being transparent petrified me. But I am here to say that it is worth it. God gave me the courage to get out of my car and go inside. He pushed me to be brutally honest. I stopped trying to hide. And the women around me heard, and they didn't run. In step one, I finally came to terms that no effort of mine to control my sin was going to fix myself. As Romans 7:18 says, I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. In step four, I took an honest inventory of all my sin for the first time. In step five, I confessed that monster list of sin to my best friend and to my mentor. It was terrifying. But Jesus met me in that moment. I confessed it all and knew I could not erase those sins myself. Even if I did burn that list, it would always remain with me unless I turned it over, those sins and my life, to Jesus. That day when I confessed my sins, I finally gave up control to Jesus, and I felt the greatest sense of freedom. I felt as if all the dark and ugly were gone. I felt free, new, clean. There are honestly not enough words to describe that moment. I was truly made into a new creation. The old passed away, behold, the new came. Immediately, Jesus changed me. My anger and toxic patterns vanished. I took steps to safely distance myself from those family members I was enmeshed with to break the pattern of codependency. My anxiety didn't disappear, but did greatly reduce. While I desired to control, I knew that my life was much better off in Jesus' hands. Unfortunately, my marriage did not last. One day, my husband packed up the car and left, and I never heard nor saw from him again. It was a period of the most painful confusion and loss. Yet I'm thankful because I grew closer to God and learned to rely on him for every single little step. I had to lean on Jesus every day, every hour, and every minute in order to make it. After a period of counseling, I decided to return to Regen in 2022, this time to address my divorce and shame. This time in step eight, I learned to forgive. My parents, who subconsciously taught me that I was unlovable, my enmeshed family, who were codependent and judgmental, and my ex-husband, who abandoned and labeled me. Step four, week six, talked about baptism. I had been hesitant to be baptized because of my ongoing struggles with pride, fear, and shame. I didn't want to stand up before people again and let them know how broken and messed up I was. But God brought 2 Corinthians 12:9 to me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." It was a huge nudge from the Holy Spirit. He gave me the courage to be baptized, to put aside pride and shame, and to let all know of my new identity. Baptism was a way for me to glorify God and to be publicly identified with Christ, an outward illustration of internal transformation. In step 12, I took the step to reconcile with my family, and God worked a miracle. We reconciled. God restored and is restoring those relationships, and they are now at healthy places, which I never believed was possible. And I'm finally beginning to see myself as Jesus does, a new creation. I'm not defined by my past or my divorce. I am new. He sees me white as snow. Steps 12, foundation verse, has become my life verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Today, God is continuing to sanctify me. I'm learning to abide, not just in the hard challenges of life, but also in the little daily moments. I still battle anxiety, but I'm learning to pray through it, and it doesn't rule over me. One of the biggest changes is that after a lifetime of believing that community was bad, because pride, I am part of a wonderful community group here at Watermark and have the sweetest group of friends. I'm surrounded by women who love Jesus, are boldly vulnerable, and point me to Christ, and who all willingly came tonight and drove to see this. In summary, my life is completely different. I don't recognize the woman I've become, and it's all thanks to Jesus. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for God's grace. My encouragement to you all tonight is to take it one step at a time. You might sit in your car crying, seemingly unable to walk through those doors. Take off your seatbelt, open the car door, take a step, and then the next. And then you'll be shocked at how much Jesus is working in you. Know that you can be fully known and fully loved. You are already fully known and fully loved. There's nothing you can do that will make God love you any less. Freedom is possible, even from the bottom of a pit. My name is Renee. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for pride, anxiety, and control. To God be all the glory.